So the SEC today put out some guidance on students being able to come back to facilities, mainly for, as I read it, for individual workouts, non-team or scrimmage activities, and non-contact activities right now. If you look at our youth sports, and we developed this separately, they're very similar in the way that we're looking at it. While the SEC, to my knowledge, didn't contact and talk to us about it, we're obviously listening to the same health professionals in how we're going about it. So there'll have to be additional steps, if you asked about college football, to work up to it. One of the challenges is the sport has so much contact, and they're student athletes, too, which is a little bit different than professionals and what they may choose or not choose to do. But this is the right step. It's about gradually working up, getting people to where they're in a program, but not making that next step until you know it's safe and being able to evaluate where it's going. What we're seeing is a lot of sports considering ways that they can get back with significant testing and other measures, but probably without fans, other than Ohio State's plan, which I haven't fully seen, but is kind of the only one I've seen out there with fans. So we'll follow that, but it seemed very reasonable. Again, individual workouts, you'll see in our youth sports plan, we say for high contact sports, you can do that. You can do groups of 10 if they're not going to have the contact, but the sports that can be played in Kentucky by our youth, the earliest are going to be those lowest contact sports, you know, baseball, tennis, and others, with some real thought on how we do it.